This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KTUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a recent Fox News interview said that there should be total coordination with the White House on the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
I'm Shirley Adler.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift this Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has that story.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe, hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst period of tensions between their countries in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan paid a surprise visit to Tunisia on Wednesday to discuss cooperation for a possible ceasefire in neighboring Libya. Turkey supports the internationally recognized government. Erdogan also reaffirmed Ankara's willingness to send troops to Libya if it received such a request. The U.S. Navy's paying tribute to two of the battleships lost during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The USS Arizona and the USS Oklahoma were two of the biggest casualties of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Moodley says two new nuclear fast attack submarines will be designated USS Oklahoma SSN-802 and USS Arizona SSN-803. In a statement, Moodley says it's his fondest wish that the citizens of the great states of Arizona and Oklahoma will understand and celebrate the Navy's desire to memorialize the 1,177 heroes who perished on the USS Arizona and the 429 more on the USS Oklahoma. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hong Kong police fired gas and used pepper spray on protesters Wednesday to disperse crowds at a Christmas-decorated shopping mall and nearby streets. Police have described their responses to Wednesday's unrest as reactive and restrained. Christians around the world celebrated Christmas today in his traditional Christmas Day Mass. Pope Francis urged the world to let the light of Christmas pierce the darkness in human hearts that he said leads to religious persecution, social injustice, armed conflicts, and fear of migrants. He also joined the head of the Anglican Church to send a special message to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal. And a centuries-old tradition in France came to an end this year because of the devastating fire in Notre Dame Cathedral. There was no Christmas Mass held in that cathedral this year. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.